Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shuvah and the Rambam. Halachos Mamre and Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. This is the fourth shiur. And the so that we saw was that the Isser of Kilas Aviv V'imai is not a general Isser. That is rooted in the Isser to not to curse anybody. And there's an additional Isser to curse one's parents. No. It's not the pshat, but rather the pshat is that this the only ashar applies to somebody with parents. It's referring to this lemishi yeshna b'mitzia zu. The Torah says there's an onesh of somebody who curses his parents. So the whole iser is only talking to somebody with parents, the son of this of these parents. That's who the Torah is talking to, as opposed to just being talking in general. As we spoke about and explained at length. And therefore, it's its own lav, it's a separate lav in the Torah. And we see this in the Magid Mishnah. And it's a sham, we explained a lot with that. So now we're going to see the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mehilchos Geneva, Halacha Vav, writes to the Gabi what the Rambam says, the Gabi Gonev Nevesh Umacharoi, Shebein Sheganav Isho Isho, Hareilu Neherogim, Sheneamar, Goinev Nefesh Mikol Mokoim. Somebody steals somebody, kidnaps somebody, and sells him. Whether the thief was a male or a female, the thief is killed. Because it says, Goinev Nefesh, whoever kills Mikol, whoever steals, Mikol Mokoim. Mikol Mokoim, whoever does the stealing, whoever does the kidnapping, is Chayiv Misa. Sugin Sanhedrin 85b. So Magid Mishnah writes that this is Pashat. Hishve HaKosuv Isha Li'ish L'Cholon Shebetorah. Like we see in Kiddushin and many other Sugis that we mentioned in the previous year. That there's an equation made Psachim Mem Gimel, Sukachav Ches, Yivamus Peidal, Kiddushin Lamed Hei, Babakamat Hezvot, Shmur Beis, Yivam Ches. Right, we in all these cases, we see, places we see that the Torah equates man and women to punishment. So why does the Rambam have to tell us, Frekdeket the Magid Mishnah, that Goinev Nefesh Umacharo applies side to a man, side to a woman, both of them are killed. Why does he need to tell us that Chiddush? We always equate woman to man, L'cholot Neshebet Torah. Ad kan kushis ha-magid mishna v'ze tamua sh'arei lehedya b'sugi v'sanhedu b'daf pehe amud beiz v'ish ha-chayev esrak miribuya d'vimei sagana v'hu mikol mokoyim. Like the Rambam writes in Horos Geneva. It's very odd. Magid Mishnah is asking Kashin Rambam. How does the Rambam say? Why does the Rambam have to tell us that a woman is also chayev for kidnapping and selling? She's also chayev as misa. For the Magid Mishnah, we always equate woman to man. The Kash is not in the Rambam, the Kash is in the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam is just getting it from the Gemara. The Gemara learns from the Ribu in the Pasuk that Mikol Makom, anybody who steals, is chayv misa, say man, say woman. So why does the mic, what's the Magid Mishnah's problem with the Ram? The Ram is just taken from the sugya. And Adarav, the Kashin in the Magid Mishnah. You're saying it's because we equate woman to man. It's not because we equate woman to man. It's because of the Rebu in the Gemara. It says, Goyenib Nefesh Mikol Makom. And this Kashu is asked by a number of Achronim. Why is the Magid Mishnah asking on the Rambam? Why does Magid Mishnah say that it's learned that a woman is also chayev as misa for stealing, for kidnapping and selling? Because huksha isha liish. It's not because of that. It's because the Gemara learns that mikol makom, goinev nefesh mikol makom. Sanhedrin 85b. So based on what we explained earlier, we can say as follows, that be'emes b'lavech we have to understand. How does the Magid Mishnah write? Is that Pashat? What's so pashut that a woman is chayiv? So what's the lashon of the pasuk? Lashon of the pasuk is v'goynev ish. V'goynev ish u'machar v'nimtza b'yado mos yumas. V'goynev ish. And there we see in the Rishonim in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph that we mentioned in the previous shiur, we don't equate woman to man. When do we equate woman to man? When it says stama. When it says general an iser. So we give a woman the same punishment as we give a man. But when the pasuk specifies ish, that excludes a woman. So how does the Magid Mishnah write that we equate isha le'ish? Ma pitom, the Rishonim say, Sanhedrin Samach Vav, that when it says ish, it excludes a woman. And we don't say huksha isha le'ish. We don't equate the two. You can also look in the Stechemer, in the Pa'as HaSadeh, in Ma'arech HaSaheh, the end of Oschof Aleph, he brings from the Sefer Mata Asher, who asks a similar kasha on what the Magid Mishnah writes in the first parak of Hilchos Geneva, in the seventh halacha, on what the Rambam there writes, that Echad Ha'ish, Ve'echad Ha'isha Sheganvu, Chayavim L'shalim. Both a man and woman who steal have to pay. So Frecht, the Mata Asher, cited by Rabbi Chaim Chizkiyo Medini in his Stechemet, in his magnum opus, that Zepashut, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? That Echad Ish Ve'echad Ish Sheganvu Chayavim L'shalem, Pshite Hukshe Isha Le'ish, L'chol Dinim Shebetayro. Right, that's the Magid Mishnah. So the kash of the Mata Asher is that it says ish over there, and there we don't say huksha isha liish. So we have the same kash in the Magid Mishnah in two places. We have over here. Why does the Magid Mishnah say that it's pashut, that a goynev nefesh u'machareh is including isha, because huksha isha liish we equate the two, not when it says ish. And also the kasha, the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam, the gabe having to pay for a geneva, for stealing an item. That why do you have to say that applies to both man and woman? We equate man and woman. The answer is no. There it says ish by geneva, so it's not pashut that it includes a woman. So both cases are the same problem with the Magid Mishnah. Why do you assume that it's pashut that includes a woman if it says ish? It's not. Ish excludes a woman. Another kasha on the Magid Mishnah, on the Rambam in Hilchos Schirus 2:6, that both the man and women have a din shomrim, and the Magid Mishnah says, ma pitom, what do you have to tell me that for? It's pashut b'harbi mekaymus. Shehishve akosuv isha li'ish l'chol dinim shebetayra. The Torah equates the two. And there it says ish. And the Torah equates the two, man and woman. So why is the Rambam telling us here ish and isha are equated with dinei shomrim? In the Nachama, we have the same kash in the Magid Mishnah. There it says ish by shomrim. And memela lohuk sheisha liish. So those kashes are brought again by the Stechemet. So you basically have the kasha in the Magid Mishnah in three places. That he says that it's pashut that a woman is equated to a man. And the kasha is in each case, ma pitom, it says ish. And ish excludes a woman, so it's not pashut. It's chiddush. So it must be that the Magid Mishnah is learning that according to the Rambam, Rambam is not like those Rishonim we mentioned. That in the Rambam's world, saying ish doesn't exclude a woman. So ish is going to include woman and man. And therefore he says it's pashut. That all we always equate woman to man. And ish doesn't change that reality. Ish isn't an exception to, when it says ish, it's not an exception to the rule. We always equate woman to man, the cholot and shebetov. It's mevuar b'das ha-magid mishnah, das ha-ramam lo machamas lechsiv ish lo huksha. Isha Leish. For him, it's not because it says Ish that we disassociate them. Saying Ish doesn't disassociate them. Adarab, when it says Ish, it also means Isha. Why then do we need a pasuk by Mekalel? Mekalel says Ish. So why do we need a pasuk, a chiddush, to include women also? It says in the pasuk we saw in Kedoshim, Ki ish ish asher kal sevesim mosimus, avimu kilel damav bo. So what we spoke about at length was that this iser of cursing one's parents is referring only to a son. It's only referring to this metzias, the son of parents. In other words, it's not having parents would not is not just a lack of a hechatimtzi. That someone's not your parent, it's not a lack of a hechatimtzi. The iser wasn't said to some. It was only said to somebody with parents. Only told to somebody's not allowed to curse his parents. In other words, it's limited to that part of the population. A child to his parents. That's the only iser. So the Havamina is that it's Dafka's son to a father. Those the Onesh is only talking about the son to a father. And Mamela, that's the only time there's such an iser. That's why it had to say Ish. Because you can't just say in general. If it just would have said in general, don't curse your parents without Ish, then you would have said, okay, so it's really the Yisr is really cursing any Jew, and then there's an additional Yisr to curse your parents. You get an Onesh Misa if you curse your parents. It's not a separate Yisr. You just hear you get an Onesh Misa. No. This is completely different. The other Yisr to curse is a general Yisr for all Jews. And here is a specific Yisr, a son to a father. Since it's specific Yisr, son to a father, and not just a general Yisr on Jews, but a specific Yisr. Of course, it's talking. In other words, you could have an Yisr on all Jews that a son's not allowed to curse a father. But that's not what we're dealing with over here. It's not a specific Yisr on all Jews, sons of the curse of father. It's specific Yisr that's directed to the son and the father. It doesn't start being general. That's why it's its own. It gets its own love. It's only talking about. It's limited only to that case of son to a father. Lu Yitzu, your son doesn't have a father. It's not just a lack of hechatimsi. It's not. The Yisr doesn't even start. So the Mechayiv Onesh is the fact that he's his son's father. Not that he's a Jew who cursed his father, but that he's this son who, that he's a son who cursed his father. That's the Mechayiv. So you would say, as we spoke about in a previous shiur, that it applies only to a son and not to a daughter. And that's why it had to say Ish Ish, as we spoke about at length. So, according to the Rambam, as the Magid Mishnah is learning, it's not because it says Ish that we don't equate a woman to a man. And therefore, you would equate a woman to a man. And that's the Magid Mishnah's Kasha. We can equate the two. And why then do you need a special pasuk to include girls, because the mechayiv is that he's a son. That's not included in the hekesh between ish li'ish li'ish. That's why I need a special pasuk to include girls. And therefore, this isn't connected to the Geneva case and the Shomron case. There it's Pashit, it's because you're a Jew. So in other words, we answer all the kashas in the Magid Mishnah, not a kashas in the Magid Mishnah at all. In other words, the Shitasa, the Rambam doesn't hold that Ish excludes women. That when it says Ish, then we don't equate women and men. No. When it says Ish, we do equate women and men. And the only reason that you need a special limud legabe makalel to include Isha is because here the machayev is that you're a son. The machayev is not that you're a Jew who cursed a parent, it's that you're a son who cursed a parent. And that would exclude a daughter. And therefore we need the special ribui of Ish, 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 Ish. When it comes to ganav, and when it comes to Shomrim, there it says Ish. The Magid Mishnah says we equate man and women. Why do you need to tell me that it includes women? Of course. Even though it says Ish, we still equate man and woman. Huksha Isha Leish. And the only reason by Mekalel, there you need a special limud to include what? To include Isha, to include a daughter, is because the pasuk is only talking to sons, not talking about Jews in general. But when it says Ish, it's talking to Jews in general. Huksha Isha Leish. Ella, shelofiza lechora yikshaya, b'hadabai ribui liisha begoinev ish umacharoi, lama le ribui lize, b'hei ledas harama madach siv ish, eino shor lehakesh ze, lama le ribui liisha. So then we have a kasha lechor. Why by stealing somebody and selling them, do you need a ribui to include isha? That the Gemara tells us and the Rambam tells us. Why do you need a special chiddush to include Isha? According to the Rambam, as the Magid Mishnah is learning, Ish includes Isha. We equate woman to man. So Ish is not Sholel, doesn't negate this Hekesh. Why do we need the Reba for an Isha? So it would appear. Shalafi ma shebiyarnu b'divrei Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvot. Shekol onesh mimela ish bo gam ken azhara. Harei nimtza shebegonev Ish. ומחרו יש בו שתי עשרות. א', עשרה דלא תגנובו, וב', העשרה שישנה בעונש. So when you talk about stealing somebody, there are really two asharas. One ashar is the iser, the lav not to steal. And the other is that there's an onesh. Because every onesh has to have an ashar. As we explained in the first shir, we have a rule of Einon Shinel and Kain Mazhirin. So you have to find some sort of ashar even without the onesh. And that we found, right, by, in other words, you have to find an ashara that you're not allowed to do. We found by klala, we found by haka. But after you found that ashara, now there's the separate onesh. That's telling you that the onesh is also an ashara. Why would you be getting punished if it wasn't aser? So there's an iser mitzad the ashara that you found the inon shen l'ken mazhirin. And then there's the onesh. There's the pasuk that tells you that the person's chayiv misa for cursing his parents. But how can you be chayiv misa if it's not aser? So encapsulated in when the pasuk that says there's a chayiv misa, there's an onesh, that means there's also an ashara. And therefore, this Rambam says it's going to be enumerated separately in the minyan amitzis. Because it gets its own special onesh. Since it's its own special onesh for kilas horim and hakas horim, cursing and smiting one's and striking one's parents. So since this is special onesh, that also means that it's aser. Why would you be getting punished if it wasn't aser? And then you also have the pasuk, the original pasuk, that tells you that einam because of einam shel mekanim asirim, that says explicitly there's a lav, and that we learn from the general iser of klal and hakra. But again, after we have the onesh, then the onesh is now meyuchad. It becomes a separate lav. It takes a life. It adopts a life all of it of itself. That's what we explained in the first shir, I hope clearly. So coming back over here, since we have two asurim in Geneva, one is not to steal, and the other is the azhar. One who does so is killed. The chi of misa for gonei bishem b'char. And as we explained in the second shir, the ashara that comes because of the onesh, you have the separate ashara, and then you have the ashara that's encapsulated in the onesh. You have the warning, you have the no-no that's encapsulated within the onesh. So that's not a din klali l'chol Yisrael. A din klali l'chol Yisrael is the lav. But the onesh is an ashara sheyeshna ba'asiyas ba'etzem asiyas ha'maisa. Shebezeh ashari me'etzem etzias ha'maisa shemeyon shev mevur gamken ashara. In other words, this is a completely different metzias. When you have a separate onesh and you do this aveira, the fact that you have a separate onesh makes this a completely different maisa. So as we explain, cursing your parents is not the same maisa as cursing somebody else. It's just worse. No, it's a completely separate metzias. Since it has a completely separate onesh, that puts it in its own category. That's why it gets its own lav. And lavim are said generically to all Jews. But when there's an onesh, it's only said about this specific mitzias, like we spoke about klala. Only the mitzias, just like certain mitzias were given to Kohanim. Only given to Kohanim. So to this was only given to son to a father. So it's a separate mitzias than a regular cursing. And in such a case, we don't have, as we explained in the previous year, there we don't have the hekesh of isha le'ish. Hekesh of isha le'ish is only talking about general asura in the Torah. And when they're said to a man, they're also said to a woman. But here, where it's a much more narrow iser, it's a much more focused iser, only on a specific mitzias, meaning son to father, there you wouldn't necessarily equate man to woman, or that's when it comes to klala. And here we're talking about geneva also, where you have an ashara, and in addition to the ashara, you have an onesh. The onesh encapsulate within an ashara, which makes it a separate mitzias. Not the general, not like general asurim in the Torah. Now it's much more narrow. Not a general asurim in the Torah, not to gonev nefesh u'macharo. So since you learn the Azhara from the Onesh, and when you have the Onesh, so the Onesh isn't referring, it's not a general Onesh, it's only referring to this specific Metzias. It's only referring to this specific Metzias, then that's not going to include Isha. There we don't say Hukash Ish Leisha. Right, like we saw the Pasuk, we learn Hukash Ish Leisha from Isha Wisha Kiyasu Kol Chata Sa'adam. So that's only if they do something with, that's why we have Hekesh of Ish L'Isha, because it's Chatas Adam, Adam in general. But here it's not Adam in general. Here it's specifically, we would think, a man stealing. Only this specific Metzias of a man stealing. Not a general Issa for a Jew to steal. And therefore we need a ribui to tell you, women as well. So then it emerges like this, that lemaisa, even without a ribui, a woman's going to be chayiv, because the azhara of not stealing. Because again, there's an azhara, and then there's the azhara encapsulated within the onesh. So as far as the lemaisa goes, the women are going to be it's going to be usher for women because of the azhara. Not the azhara encapsulated within the onesh, but because of the azhara. And where's the azhara? The azhara is lo signovu. The azhara is the general isser, not to steal. And then you have a separate pasuk to tell you that there's an onesh. So in the world of lemaisa, of course women are going to be obligated because they're obligated from the general isser of not stealing. And memela, when it says goinei vish umachara mos yumas, so they're also going to be included in that isser of goinei vish umacharo, because they're included in the azhara. So since they're included in the azhara, you know they're not allowed to steal. The only thing is, now that this pasuk gives us a separate onesh, so that means that in order to get the onesh, you need to do the specific mice associated with this onesh. The onesh was only given to the people who did the mice specifically directed at them. Only the mice that only the people who did the mice specified by the pasuk, which is a man. So we have the pasuk, ki yimatze ish goinev nefesh. So the pasuk says ish. That's the pasuk in Kisaitze. So the pasuk says ish. So what's that ish? What are we going to do with that ish? So as far as the etzem iser is concerned, it's pashat. It's going to apply to a woman as well, because of the general the azhara of lo signovu. So of course it's going to be aser. What do we need the ribui for? We need the ribui that a woman is even chayav as bonish. Because the onesh, it says specifically by a man. So you need a ribui that the onesh applies to a woman as well. So again, there are two parts of the yisr. There's the etzem hazhar. And that's a pas, that's in general not to steal. And then you have the two psukim with the onesh misa. So in the world of lemaisa, you know that a woman's going to be usher for a woman to steal a person. Because of the azhara, because of the general azhara, that's going to apply to a woman as well. But the chiyuv misa is only referring to men. Just like you would think that the klala is only referring to sons. Because the onesh is in its own category, only what the pasuk specifically says. There we don't equate women to men. And that's why you need a special ribui in the pasuk to include women as well. The women also get the onesh, not only men. But the whole ribui is only to tell us that women are getting the onesh. But that is also, we know even without the ribui, there we have the general azhara, and not the azhara that's encapsulated within the onesh. The azhara, there's two azharas. There's the etzem azhara, separate azhara, the separate losses say. And then there's the azhara that's encapsulated within the onesh. And it tells us only the people who are getting the onesh have this azhara. The one that's encapsulated within the onesh. And that doesn't apply to women. Because that's only talking about this specific mitzvah, just like son to a father cursing. We needed a special ribui for ish for women. So here also you're going to need a special ribui to tell you that that when it comes to stealing a person and selling them, it applies, the onesh applies to a woman as well. But the yisr you know applies to a woman because of the asar of not stealing. Because you would think the onesh only applies to men. So kamashman, the onesh also applies to women. So now we get back to the Magid Mishnah. What was the Magid Mishnah's problem? The Magid's problem with the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us halacha lemaisa. So since you know that women are in the Ashara, Memela, when there's a pasuk about Onesh, the women mitzad the Ashara are also going to be included in the Onesh. So Lamaisa, she's going to be killed. And the whole ribui of the Gemara was that women are also included in the Ashara Shebesercha Onesh. Not only are women included in the Ashara, not only are women included in the Ashara, and Memela they get punished, they're also included in the Onesh Pasuk. But remember, the Onesh Pasuk also encapsulates an Ashara. So the Chiddush is, they're also included in that Ashara Sheba Onesh. So the Gemara is telling us something more Iyuni. It's telling us, by the way, there are two Asharas that they're over on. Women. Not only are they over on the Ashara and Memela they get the Onesh, but they're also over on the Ashara Sheba Soicha Onesh. Which you would think they're not, because that's only referring to men. The Onesh, where it says Ish. So the Gemara has to tell you, no, even though it says Ish, we have a ribui for Isha, that she's also included in the Ashara Shebesercha Onesh. But you know she should get an Onesh anyway, because she has an Ashara of not stealing. And Memela, if she steals a person, then she's going to be Chayev as Misa. But that's only because of the Ashara of not stealing. Not because of the Ashara Shebesercha Onesh of being chayiv misa for stealing a person. There's also an ashara encapsulated within there. And that the women isn't included. Where the other women isn't included. You would think. And that's what the Gemara has to tell you. No, woman is also included in the ashara shebesoch onish. But the mice, you get the onish misa anyway. Because she has the ashara of not to steal. And the male of the pasuk says, if you steal a person, you get killed. So when's he going to kill mitzad that? Just when it comes to kill us of avivimo, the Magid Mishnah would say that when it comes to Klala, it's the same thing. And when it comes to Klala, why do you need a ribui for Isha? In a chinam, we know that Isha is chayev as misa for Klala, for cursing her parents because she's in the regular isra of cursing another Jew. And we have a pasuk that if one curses one's parents, then they're chayev misa. So maybe we're going to apply that to a girl as well. The only thing is within that onesh pasuk, there's also an ashara, and that onesh pasuk is referring specifically to males. There it says Ish. So since it's referring specifically to males, you would say that as far as the second ashara, the ashara within the onesh, that only applies to males and not to females. So kamash blan the gemara, no, ishi ish, it applies to females as well. But the woman would be chayev as misa without that, because she's in the generalist according to the Magid Mishnah. According to Pash Pshat, no. According to Pash Pshat, she wouldn't be chayev as at all misa, because she's only in the ashara, in the general ashara. But here the Onesh is telling you that this is completely different Maisa. And it has its own Ashara, and now it has its own Ashara and Onesh. You're Yotze Dechova in much Onesh and Lekin Masirim from the general Isser, but now that it has this a special Onesh, as we saw by Klala, so that makes it a different Metzias. It's only talking about a Metzias of a son to a father, and not a general, not the generic Isser of cursing another Jew. It's only talking about son to father. So you need daughter, Yishish, to include daughter as well. That she's also chayav as misa. She also has the special mitzvahs. That's how we learned it in the past. But the way we're learning now, according to Lecha Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, Lechores, Kashin, the Rambam is, Rambam, you're telling us halacha lemaisa. And halacha lemaisa, you know that if someone steals another person and sells them, they're going to be chayav misa. Why? Because they're in the general lister of stealing. Women are in the general lister of stealing. And Mamela, if we have a pasuk that says that if you steal a person, you get killed, so women are going to be included in that as well. Mitzad the Azhar of the general stealing. And now you have this special case over here of an Onesh Misa. So they're not allowed to steal in general, and that's this Azhara. And then they have this Onesh. They're going to include in the Onesh Mitzad the Azhar of not stealing in general. And what the Gemara is coming to tell us is that not only are they chayiv in the general ashara, but they're also chayiv in the ashara that's within the onish. And that's why we have a special ribu in the Gemara that not only is an ish chayiv for gonev, but an ish as well. That an ish is also included in the ashara within the onish. That's more academic. That's not lemaisa. Lemaisa, they're going to be killed anyway because they're included in the general ashara. So that's what his kash is in the Rambam. Rambam, you're telling us halacha lemaisa, they're killed. So you don't have to tell us a special chiddush for women. Of course it applies to women, because the general issur of stealing applies to women, and here you have an issur of stealing a person, you're chayiv misa, so that's also going to apply to women. Just you would say that they're not included in the azhar within the onesh. Aval zelo lezelo lemaisa, it doesn't make, there's no nafkamina lemaisa. So why is the Rambam telling us that they're included in the azhar within the onesh? They get the onesh no matter what, because they're included in the general azhar. So they're going to get the onesh because of the general azhar. And whether or not they're included in the azhar within the onesh, the lemaisa doesn't, shouldn't make a difference. So therefore, you ask in the Rambam, why are you telling us they're included in the Asar within the Onish? But the Gemara is telling us, the Gemara is not just telling us Lamais, the Gemara is telling us the Metzias. The Gemara is telling us the cosmic reality, that women are not only included in the Azhara, and Mela they get the Onish, but they're also included in the Asar Shebesoch Onish. So that's how the Magad Mishnah is learning. So Baruch Hashem, we were Miyashiv the Magad Mishnah all around, and that he learns Pshat in the Rambam, that just because it says Ish, we don't say that there's no Hekesh of man to woman. No. It's Pashat that even though it says Ish, there's we're still Makish man to woman. So therefore he asks in the Rambam, why does the Rambam therefore have to include women? Pashat. Hukshe Ish al Ish. L'chol Anshin Sheva Torah, L'chol Dinim Sheva Torah. And stealing a person is different because there you have a special chi of misa. And there the Magad Mishnah was bothered by the Rambam. Why does the Rambam have to tell us to include Isha once she's in the general Azhara? So then Memelet's Pasha, she's also getting the chi of misa. Because we have a Hekesh of Isha, Isha, L'chol, and Sheba Torah. And not that the Gemara learns a special Jerusha. That's only to tell us that not only is she included in the Azhara, of not stealing in general, Mela, she's going to get the Onish Misa, but she's also included in the Azhara that's within the Onish Misa. Because every Onish Misa includes an Azhara as well. Like we see by Klola, that's why it gets its own lav, because the Onish includes a unique Azhara. It's a unique Azhara, it's not just the general Azhara. So, and the Gemara has to tell us that she's included in that, but that she's going to be Chayevus Misa that we know on our own because she's in the general as her. So, first of all, I hope I understood this correctly. Second of all, I hope after I understood this correctly, I hope I explained it clearly. And if I didn't, then you could feel free to contact me and I'm happy to explain more, and hopefully more clearly. And we have a lot more to say. See after the Shmaya. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.